Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A federal judge in Springfield has rejected President Trump's attempt to gain unfettered access to Illinois' voter rolls, WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports.
It's the 19th ruling against lawsuits filed across the country by the Trump administration over the past year. The Department of Justice has argued that in order to preserve election integrity, the federal government needs voter-sensitive information. But downstate Judge Colleen Lawless wrote in her opinion the DOJ's request does not relate to any suspected voter fraud. In a statement, State Attorney General Kwame Raoul says the lawsuit is part of Trump's efforts to, quote, undermine and sow doubt in U.S. elections. Raoul launched another lawsuit against the Trump administration last month for threatening to withhold federal emergency dollars unless Illinois handed over voter data. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
20 volunteer firefighters in Eldridge say they plan to resign if the city council moves forward with plans to take over the department. The city council last night passed the first reading of an ordinance to absorb the department as a public entity. The vote came shortly after firefighter Brian Yankee read a letter on behalf of the volunteers saying they plan to step down on October 1st if the city proceeds. The city council began the takeover process last month by voting to hire a fire chief to supervise the volunteers. The Eldridge Volunteer Fire Company responds to EMS and fire calls in the city and surrounding rural areas. MidAmerican Energy has identified Google as the company interested in a data center project in northwest Iowa. Iowa Public Radio's Sheila Brummer reports some residents still oppose the proposal.
The small town of Salix annexed 900 acres of land for potential data center development. Dan Winters with MidAmerican Energy now says Google is a prospective customer looking to build near the town of about 300 people.
It's not a project announcement. It's not a rezoning request, a development agreement. No action is being requested at this time.
Mary Herbst is with the Salix Guardian Alliance. It's a group that doesn't want the data center.
Most people had no clue what a data center represented until we started putting information out there.
She hopes people will attend the Salix City Council meeting on August 12th to voice their concerns. Supporters say the data center would provide a much-needed economic boost to the area. I'm Sheila Brummer, IPR News.
Muscatine officials are assessing the stability of evacuated buildings downtown after two structures collapsed on late Friday. Iowa Public Radio's Eliza Billingham reports.
No one is injured. The buildings were empty since both were already slated for demolition. In June, the city evacuated nine other buildings on the block when engineers found issues with their century-old foundations. The city was planning to try to shore up those buildings, but it's unclear if the uncontrolled collapse has caused any further damage that would change that. The city told IPR it has no further information at this time, but is hoping to hear from its engineers late this week or early next. I'm Eliza Billingham, IPR News.
Most Illinois retailers will be required to accept cash payments beginning in 2028 under a new law signed by the governor. The legislation requires retailers with employees handling in-person consumer transactions to accept the cash payments on purchases under $500, though the businesses will not have to accept bills larger than $20. The bill is one of 87 the governor signed on Friday. Another will require employers with more than 25 employees to pay their workers a full rate of pay when they are called for jury duty. The Illinois Secretary of State could be the next mayor of Chicago. Alexi Giannoulias announced on Monday his campaign to replace incumbent mayor Brandon Johnson, who has not yet said yet if he'll be a candidate for re-election. Giannoulias is the second statewide office holder who's entered the race for mayor. Illinois Comptroller Susana Mendoza announced her bid for the job in early June. NBC Chicago reports Giannoulias enters the contest with more than $20 million in campaign funds, along with strong name recognition. Crews in downtown Des Moines have reached a milestone in building out Central Iowa's first whitewater recreation site. Iowa Public Radio's Mara Curran has more.
Whitewater features have been completed in the Des Moines River as part of the Icon Water Trails. The regional water trail system has been under development since 2014. Principal Point at Scott Avenue in downtown Des Moines is a focal point of the project for its white water features. Last week, crews finished moving large boulders into the river that created a wave shaper. Anna McDonald with ICON says it's unique to the area.
That will create these new opportunities like surfing and rafting and whitewater kayaking in that area, something that we don't have in central Iowa right now.
McDonald says crews will begin tuning and testing the waves before the site opens to the public in spring 2027. I'm Mara Curran, IPR News.
This is WVIK News.